First of all, shout out to our friends at the McFarland Clinic. They've been presenting the Instant Reaction podcast all season long, and we appreciate that. And I know my boys down there, Doctors Buck, Warmy, and Greenwald, who present the Instant Reaction podcast, I can only imagine what they're celebrating right now. They're the doctors that work on the Cyclones, so check them out.
Yeah.
Instant Reaction podcast, Clones 42, Kansas State 38. I quit on this. I gave up on that team. I don't know about you guys. For those who are watching, maybe you're in your car on your way home, you're listening on the Cyclone Fanatic podcast feed, many of you probably felt the same way. Iowa State got down 38-21 in that game with 12:27 to go in the fourth quarter. And I thought it was over. The Clones at that point were giving up what seemed like 15 yards a carry. You didn't recognize the defense. Didn't look like the same team that was, playing in October. And, I guess my one big take, I'm not going to get into stats and stuff. I don't think that's the story right now. The one takeaway that I really have from it actually goes back to last week, believe it or not. And I know that a lot of people were disappointed in last week in that game with Texas, but the one thing I saw being there, okay, and in the locker room after the game, was the team's scratching and clawing even to the last minute when the game was over, right? And we saw that tonight. Except tonight it paid off, right? That game was over. Iowa State was getting killed. And you saw a team, a big defensive play. David Montgomery was really the general out there. He had 150 yards on the ground and 3 touchdowns tonight. But, man, that's a team that plays its ass off for its coach. That's my takeaway from that. That was incredible. I give Kansas State a ton of credit for that game. That, even in a loss, might have been the best game that team has played this year. And you tip your hat off to your opponent in a situation like that. But man, that Iowa State snowball, which is fitting, it's going to snow. Get it? That started rolling down the hill, and Iowa State, Kansas State couldn't stop them there towards the end. And man, I don't know. I'm just kind of, it's funny for a guy who's paid to talk for a living, a little bit speechless after that one. I need a little bit more time to process it. And all joking aside, on the, we do the Bill Snyder, the vampire thing, right? Everybody knows it. We do it at Cyclone Fanatic all the time. There's a very real aspect of this when it comes to the psychological being of an Iowa State fan. You've lost 10 in a row to these guys in excruciating fashion, right? 2015 was you still can't believe that how that thing went down. I still can't, even when I watch it. Last year, the picked up flags, all that stuff, right? You guys know the stories. To break that streak in the way that Iowa State did, to me, is a mental hurdle. Right? That it's a very poetic way for one of the worst losing streaks that Iowa State's ever had to be eliminated. That's a very poetic way for this thing to go down. Incredible. Another thing to note that wouldn't get a lot of attention on anywhere. I thought it was cool that Kyle Kemp comes in to down the ball for the final call, on senior night. That was awesome. But just on the macro level, Iowa State is there's major problems defensively, stuff to work on. But, you know, I don't think that's the story tonight. I think the story is resolve, will, heart, you know, all that stuff. Just an incredible performance, and I can't wait to go home and rewatch it. That's where I'm at, and I hope you guys are doing so as well. Thank you for watching. We're going to have a ton of post-game coverage. I know you guys want to read about it. Jared and Rob and Jacqueline are all down there. They will handle all of that. We'll take care of you, I promise. I will go over a few stats that stand out from today now that I got all the big picture stuff out of the way. Hakeem Butler averaged 28 yards per reception today. He was incredible. 144 yards for him. David Montgomery, one of his best games of his season, 150 yards, 3 touchdowns. I thought Brock Purdy played a really nice game. Now, it's going to go down with 2 interceptions. One was his fault. One was certainly not. That kind of stinks for him. But I thought he was fantastic. He extended a lot of plays with his legs. That's what you're looking for out of him. Really an incredible stat. Iowa State did not punt in that football game. Wow. Yeah, not one punt for the Cyclones in that football game. So it shows you that they were – you know, really efficient offensively throughout the entire night. I have not broken down yards per play and stuff like that yet, but Iowa State was really good. So anyways, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We're going to cover the crap out of this one. And everybody stay safe in the snowstorm that's on its way. Later.